good. God doesn't always reveal himself very much.
这个里面呢，就是说是一个平静的河，不会让我们的主耶稣基督显现。那么说呢，通常呢，我们人生里的平静的时候呢，神总是不大会显现。
But it's in the storms of life, when we meet problems, that's when we meet we can meet the Lord and in his compassion and his power.
但是在我们的人生风暴里的时候呢，我们通常会在这个风暴里碰到主，碰到主的那个怜悯和他的大能。
So tonight, we've got a story of 12 men, and they were having a problem.
今天呢，我们这个故事里有12个人，他们呢有问题，
They thought that they were going to die.
他们认为他们会死。
So let's read from verse 35. If you have your Bibles, we'll start to read Mark chapter 4 and read verse 35 down to the end of the chapter.
如果你手上有圣经呢，那就可以翻到马可福音第四章，我们要从第35节一直读到这一章的结尾。
On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why were you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?"
刚才读的是马可福音第四章35到41节。如果你们有圣经翻到马可福音第四章第三十五节，第三十五节说：“那当天晚上，耶稣对他们说：‘我们都到那边去，把门徒叫众人散去。’耶稣仍在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有别的小船和耶稣同行。忽然起了风暴，波浪打入船内，甚至是船要满了水。耶稣坐在船尾上，枕着枕头睡。”叫他们叫醒了他，对他说：“师傅，我们丧命，你不顾吗？”第39节说，耶稣起来斥责风，向海说：“住了吧，静了吧。”风就止住，大大的平静了。耶稣对他们说：“为什么要这么胆怯呢？你们为什么没有信心呢？”他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说：“这是怎样的人，连风和海也听从他了。”
Now, here is the servant of the Lord.
这些呢，他们都是主的那些仆人。
And he'd been preaching all day to a multitude.
他那一整天呢，对那个大众在讲
We
道。
read in verse 1 of that chapter, and he began to teach by the sea, and a great multitude was gathered to him, so that he got in a boat, sat on it, and the whole multitude was on the land facing the sea. And then he taught them many things by parables and so on.
这个里面呢，我们在马可福音四章第一节里读到呢，耶稣又在海边教导人，有许多人到他那里聚集，于是他上了一条船，船在海里，众人都靠近海，站在岸上，耶稣就用比喻教导他们许多事等等。
So he'd been preaching all day long to this multitude.
他对这些大众呢，一整天都在向他们讲道。
And verse 35 says, "The evening had come." So he must have been very, very tired.
第35节说呢，傍晚来了，他应该非常非常的累了。
And so, but he has another calling that his father wanted him to do.
但他有另外一个呼召，他的天父要他去做的。
So he got into the boat again, rather than going back to where he would be staying and get some rest, he said, "We need to cross over the lake."
因为他呢，再次上到船上，他并没有回去，回到他应该住的地方，在那里休息一下。他跟他们说呢，我们要渡到湖的那边去。
And the next story tells us why he had to go over that lake.
下一个故事告诉我们呢，他为什么要穿过那个湖。
There was a man in terrible need, a demoniac.
这里有个人呢，他有极大的需求，他被魔鬼附了。
He was in it so distressed, that man, he cried out day and night, and God heard him.
他是如此的痛苦，他昼夜的呼喊，这个时候神听到了。
And so after Jesus had finished his preaching, he said, "Let's go over to the other side."
当主耶稣基督结束这篇讲道以后，他跟他们说呢，我们去到湖的那边。
He had heard the his father had heard the agonized cry of that man, and he sent his son to relieve him of his distress.
所以他的天父呢，听到了，就是这个人的极大的痛苦的这种呼求。那么说呢，天父把他的爱子拆去，去解决他的那个痛苦。
So after he had dismissed the multitude of people that had been listening to him all day, he gets into the ship immediately.
当他们让那些就是一整天听他讲到的那些众人把他们解散以后呢，他就进到了船里。
And they took him along in the boat just as he was. There was no preparation made. He just right away after he finished preaching, he got into the boat, told them, "Let's go over to the other side."
他们一进到船里，那就是说，其实他们没有做任何的准备和任何其他的东西。一旦他进了船，他就跟他们说呢：“我们马上去到那个湖的那边。”
Now it's interesting to note that it says there are other little boats accompanying the boat that the disciples were in.
你这个呢？另外有一个有意思的事情，就是有别的小船呢，和主耶稣基督还有他和他的门徒一起的坐的那条船同行。
Now we don't know what happened to them in the storm that subsequently comes.
所以我们不知道呢，就是说是到时候那个风暴来的时候，其他那一船会怎么样？
We learn nothing of their fate.
所以呢，我们没有知道任何关于他们的命运。
But I'll tell you one thing.
那我告诉你一件事，
I wouldn't want to have been in any of those little boats.
我不想在任何那我不在，我不想在任何的那一条小船上。
There's only one boat I would want to be in.
我只想上一条船，
That's the boat where Jesus was.
那就是主耶稣基督在的那条船上。
The only secure place when the storms of life come to us, the only secure place is where Jesus is.
因为当那个风暴来到我们人生的时候呢，唯一的一个安全的地方就是主耶稣基督所在的地方。
But even that takes faith, doesn't it?
就算那里发生了，是不是？
If Jesus is in your boat, what do you need to fear?
如果主耶稣基督在你的船里，你害怕什么呢？
Well, this story is going to tell us. It's going to tell us a lot about that very thing.
所以这个故事呢，会告诉我们很多关于那样的真实的事儿。
In verse 37, we read that a great windstorm arose and the waves beat into the boat so that the boat was beginning to fill up.
第37节呢，告诉我们，忽然起了风暴，波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。
It must have been like a hurricane.
就像那个台风一样。
And the waves were such that they are actually being, the boat was being swamped with water.
所以呢，这个波浪呢如此的大，甚至呢那个船呢被这些波浪给吞没了。
Now let's understand what resources these men had in that boat.
所以呢，我们就是理解，就是为什么那些人呢，他在那个船里的时候，他们的想法。
First of all, that boat belonged to two of those disciples.
所以首先呢，就是说是这个船呢，属于那个他们其中的两个门徒。
We don't know if it was Peter and Andrew's boat or James and John's boat, but they both owned boats. They were fishermen, four professional seamen.
我们不知道是那个彼得还是安德鲁的那个船，或者说是约翰和雅各的船，但是他们都拥有船，所以当时呢，这也属于他们的船。
Came from fishing families.
他们都是那就是出生于渔民家庭。
They'd grown up with stories of the sea. They'd grown up alongside their fathers and their uncles that had been fishermen for generations.
所以他们就是说是在一直在这个加利利海上长大的海边，他们和他们的父亲呢，还有他们叔叔辈的人呢，几代人呢，一直在这条湖上那个这个湖上打鱼。
Much of their lives had been spent on that same body of water.
所以他们很多人的也大部分人生都是花在那样一个湖水上。
Now, you would think then that they would be prepared for anything that the weather could throw against them. There was nothing that they have not seen before.
所以这个呢，这样你可以知道，可以想象到，他们呢对这个湖上的一切的东西呢，他们都会有准备，他们不会说是在湖上会出现一些他们意想不到的事情要发生。
And we might feel, well, you know, I have had a lot of experience in life. I've met many difficulties, and I've been able to handle them all myself.
就是我在我的人生里面有很多的经历，就是我这么多的经历呢，让我自己觉得呢，我可以把控我自己。
And many people are like that.
很多人都是那样的，
They have confidence in their own abilities.
他们对自己的那种能力非常有信心。
They have their bank account is secure, their health is good, they've got a good education, they feel that they are very secure in the world, that they can face any problem that might arise.
所以他们在银行里呢有很多的存款，这些存款呢非常有保障，他们健康也挺好的。那么说呢，他们在自己的在这个人身上呢，他们有很多的东西，他们的教育程度也很好，所以他们认为呢，在这个世界上不可能有任何的东西可以危及到他们。
But what they don't understand is that God has an enemy who opposes his will.
所以大家都知道呢，就是神呢有一个敌人，那个敌人呢总是反对神的旨意。
And this enemy is more powerful than any experience, anything that they could ever experience, anyone could experience.
所以这些敌人呢，就是可以让他们呢遇到任何他们也可以遇到的任何的问题。
Another thing we might think about is that when storms come into our lives, and this is really a parable of that, trouble coming into lives, when storm comes into our life, sometimes we say, well, maybe I'm outside of God's will.
在这个什么里面呢？我们知道呢，就是说，当风暴来到我们的人生中间呢，当然这里风暴都是一个比喻。比喻呢，就是说是这个时候呢，我们风暴来到我们人生的时候呢，我们要知道神的旨意是什么。
Like Jacob could say, you know, all these things they're working against me.
所以雅各可以说呢，他们这样的所有的事情呢，他们都是反对我的。
He said, if God is a good God, a compassionate God, a merciful God, then why is all this trouble happening to me?
所以呢，如果神是一个就是非常好的神，是一个有同情心的神，是一个有怜悯的神，那么为什么这么多事情会发生在我身上呢？
A calm sea is no guarantee that we're in God's will.
所以呢，就是一个平静的海，就是说它不能保证我们是在神的旨意里面的。
The Lord had said, we're going across to the other side. That's the Father's will.
所以呢，那个主说呢，我们要到湖的对面去，这个呢是神的父的旨意。
And sometimes being in God's will, we will find severe opposition.
所以有时候呢，我们在神的旨意里呢，我们会发现呢很多的强烈的这样的反对。
No, it's guaranteed.
所以呢，没有人可以保证。
The Lord, that same day he'd been preaching.
主在那一天呢，他在讲道。
And he talked about a sower that was sowing seed.
他呢讲到了那个撒种的，出去撒种子。
And then he talked about the way the seed fell into different places.
所以说，他谈到的那些种子呢，就是说落在不同的地上。
And he talked about some seed that fell on rocky ground.
他谈到有些那个种子呢，就是落在那个石头磐石上。
And the moisture came, the seed softened, the sun came out, and the seed sprouted.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是当那个水汽来的时候呢，那个种子呢就开始发芽。那么说呢，当太阳出来了以后呢，那个种子就晒干了。
Everything is good for, there's nothing wrong. What's wrong with that so far? Nothing.
所以呢，每一件事情都是好的，到目前为止呢，没有任何事情不对。
But in verse 17, we read, and they, oh no, verse 16, these likewise are the ones sown on stony ground. When they hear the word, immediately they receive it with gladness.
16节说呢，照样那撒在石头地上的，就是他们听了道，立刻欢喜领受。
But verse 17, and when they have, and they have no root in themselves, so endure the only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble.
但是。17节说呢，但他们里面没有根，不过是暂时的。及至道遭了患难，或者受了逼迫，他们立刻就跌倒了。
So the tender seed sprouts. And then the sun comes out in all its heat. That root must get down into the, is driven down deep into the soil.
所以呢，就是说是当这个种子发芽以后呢，就是说这个时候呢，如果太阳照出来了，那么这个芽的根呢，必须深深地扎在土壤里。
But people that don't have much depth in their hearts to receive that word. Under persecution, sometimes they can just give it all up.
但是呢，有些人呢，他们在内心深处呢，并没有预备好去接受神的道。那么说呢，当患难和逼迫来的时候呢，这些人就放弃了。
The storms of life and persecution, they drive us to have more faith in God. That's the purpose of troubles and persecution.
所以这个里面呢，就是说，当我们的人生的风暴来临的时候，在我们人生里的逼迫呢，它使我们驱动我们在神里有更多的信心。那么说，这就是患难和逼迫的意义。
Now, God isn't the source of that persecution.
那么神。
He's not the source of that trouble.
所以那神呢，他并不是那个，就是说是逼迫和麻烦的根源。
It's the enemy of God.
是神的敌人。
God allows this in order for our faith to be tested in the crucible, in the fire.
所以这个呢，神呢，他允许这些事情发生，这样呢，就是说是让我们的信心呢，能够得到试验、试炼，在火中试炼。
And most of the time, our problems are not that severe.
所以大多数时候呢，我们的问题呢，并没有那么的严重。
But sometimes they can be overwhelming. They can engulf a saint to where they despair even of life.
所以这个时候呢，有时候呢，这些人生的风暴呢，它会压倒我们，就像一个大的深谷一样的。有时候呢，在我们人生呢，实际上很多东西都会失去。
And that's what's happening to these four, well, these 12 men, but especially these four professional seamen.
因为这个里面的这里要发生在这12个人，特别是在这4个他们拥有船的这些人身上。
Now, I can tell you some of the things that they did before they woke Jesus.
所以呢，我可以告诉你，他们做了一些事情，在他们叫醒主耶稣之前。
First of all, they would take anything down like sails. They would reduce the windage so the boat won't capsize.
所以首先呢，他们会把那个帆呢降下来，这样呢，它可以让这个船呢保持平衡，让那些风暴呢不可能对这个船呢产生的影响降到最小。
They might even remove the mast and spars to reduce the windage and bring them down into the boat.
他们有可能把那船上那些东西呢都下掉，下到放到那个就是船舱里面，这样呢就是说是减少那个风对船的影响。
Maybe they even threw what they had, might be something that's heavy, threw it overboard to lighten the boat.
他们有可能呢把船上的一些重物呢都抛到湖里去。
And then they'd have men at the oars making sure that the boat was heading into the wind so it wouldn't be broadsided.
所以呢，然后呢，他们有那样的桨呢，他们就这样摇了，就是确保那个船呢，就是在正确的方向，这样那个船呢就不会倾覆。
But the waves were coming in, and so no doubt they were bailing water as fast as they could out of the boat.
因为那个波浪呢，把那水打到船里去，他们当然呢，就是说是尽他最大的可最快的速度把那个船里的水呢给舀出去。
But they couldn't get out of there the storm. It was too much.
那他们呢，就是说是逃不了出这个风暴，因为这个风暴对他们说呢，已经超过了他们的能力。
But where was Jesus?
那么主耶稣又在哪里呢？
He didn't seem to be concerned at all, did he? He was sleeping.
他看起来呢，好像根本不关心这件事情，他在睡觉。
There in the storm, raging around them, the Son of God was resting in his Father who never sleeps.
比如里面的这个，就是说有一个风暴，大风大浪在那个，就是说是兴起的时候呢，那个神的儿子，他在那里安息，因为安息在他永远不会睡的腹里面。
Would the Father who controls the entire universe allow his Son to go down to the bottom of the sea?
所以这个掌控整个宇宙的这样的父，他能够允许他的儿子沉到这个湖底下去吗？
Sometimes things are too big for us to handle.
所以有时候呢，就是有些事情对我们来说，那大到我们把控不了。
If you have Jesus in your life, in your boat, doesn't guarantee that you're not going to run into some problems.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是，就算主耶稣基督呢，在你的人生里，在你的那条船上呢，他也不能保证你不会，就是说去碰到问题。
But the disciples, they only come to Jesus after they had exhausted all their own individual efforts.
所以这个里面呢，就是，但是这些门徒们呢，他们来找主耶稣基督，是在他们穷尽了他们一切的努力以后才来找的。
And you know, as they were lighting the boat and there was a roaring to keep it in the wind, and as they were bailing, they must have seen Jesus lying in the back of the boat, fast asleep.
所以这个里面呢，就是当他们呢，就是减轻那个船的重量的时候，在那个摇橹让那个船呢保持正确的方向的时候，往外舀水的时候呢，他们一定看见了主耶稣基督在后面睡觉。
So they must have been thinking, he doesn't even care about us.
他们必须在想呢，他们可能在想，他根本就不管我们。
That's what they say to him. They finally come. They shake him.
这就是他们呢所做的，他们最后来了就是摇他。
Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?
他说：“师傅，你不关心我们要灭亡了吗
Does he not care? Where is God in our troubles?
？”所以，他真的关心吗？在我们的麻烦里面，那么神在哪里呢？
Sometime when we're exhausted all our efforts
所以，有时候呢，我们穷尽了我们所有的努力。
and our prayers seem to go no higher than the ceiling.
因为我们的祷告呢，就是看起来呢，就是说是没有超过天花板。
Where is God then?
那么神在哪里呢？
He's where he's always is.
所以呢，他总是在那里。
He who neither slumbers or sleeps, he kept Israel.
所以呢，他呢不打盹，也不睡觉，他保守以色列人。
He kept Israel through all their troubles and their trials. Right from the time of Abraham to this very day, God has preserved that nation.
所以呢，神呢保守了以色列人，把他们的所有的那些试炼和试探中，从亚伯拉罕一直到这个时候，他保守了整个以色列这个国家。
To use another figure of a shepherd,
因为用了另一个比喻，就是关于那个牧羊人。
the Lord is my shepherd, David could say, I shall not want.
所以呢，就是说是大卫王说呢，主是我的牧者，我不至于缺乏。
Even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
就算我走过死荫的幽谷，我也不惧怕邪恶，因为呢，我知道您和我同在。
At times it may seem that we are alone in our difficulties and our problems.
在我们的就是说，我们的麻烦和我们的问题中间呢，有时候我们会发现我们孤独的。
And maybe people don't understand
也
our
许，
problems.
也许其他人他们不理解我们的麻烦。
But David could say, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
所以呢，大卫王会说呢，我不害怕邪恶，因为呢，我知道你和我同在。
The good shepherds care for David as he could see it reflected in his own care for his sheep.
就是说，是像大卫王这样的这一个牧者呢，他能够感受到那个牧者对他的照顾，因为他本身呢，他也照顾过他自己的羊群。
God cares.
神的关心，
He saw us in our deepest need of all.
他呢看到了我们的所有的深深的那样的需求。
That's when we are lost in the darkness of sin.
这就是当我们在那个罪的黑暗中失丧的时候，
Far from him, doomed to judgment.
所以呢，离他非常的远，等待着审判。
And God did something.
但是做了一些事情，
He didn't spare his son.
他没有饶恕他的儿子，
He gave him up for us all.
他呢把他舍了给我们。
And the good shepherd came.
然后呢，好牧人来了，
And the good shepherd laid his life down for us.
所以呢，好牧人为我们舍命。
So if he would give his son for us, how shall he not also freely give us everything?
因为如果他把他的儿子都舍给我们了，那岂不是他要把所有的事情都给我们吗？
Later on, Jesus asked the disciples, Where is your faith?
稍后主问他的门徒们说呢，主耶稣问他的门徒们说呢，你们的信心在哪里？
In the darkness of night, when you don't see any answer to your problems, keep on trusting.
在黑暗的夜里，你看不到任何的关于你的祷告的回应，你要继续相信。
So the Lord Jesus is a fast asleep. Completely unperturbed. He's not concerned one bit.
因为主耶稣呢，他呢就很快就睡着了，他呢完完全全处在一种不担心任何事情的情况下。
You know, the storms of life and our difficulties, they are just God's opportunities.
因为你知道呢，我们的人生的风暴，我们人生的那些困难呢，正好是神的机会来了。
It's his opportunities to show us his great compassion for us and his great power to deliver us.
所以呢，他这就是这样一个机会，他向我们显示他的极大的怜悯的同情心，还有极大的大能。
It doesn't mean to say that there hasn't been any saints that have ever drowned or died in a shipwreck.
所以这个并不意味着呢，自此以后呢，就没有人在那个船难中呢，就是淹死或者死了。
But nothing happens by accident.
但是呢，就是这个任何事情都不是偶然发生的，
There are no accidents with God.
在神面前的没有偶然的事情。
That would ruin his plan. He knows all that he's doing in your life.
那个人如果又偶然就破坏他计划，他知道他在你人生中所做的一切的事情。
In Romans chapter 8, it says there's no force in the entire universe that can separate us from the love of God.
所以罗曼书第八章说的，就是说在整个的宇宙中，没有任何的力量可以把我们与神的爱分开。
One of the things, though, that we might mention at this point is that we want to make sure that we are in God's will.
因为其中一件事情呢，我们要确保的是呢，我们要确保我们是在神的旨意里面。
I wouldn't want to have been in one of the other boats.
所以我说呢，我不想在其他任何一条船上。
They weren't commanded to go to the other side.
他们呢也没有，就是并没有要去到另一边。
Let's hope they saw the storm coming and went back quickly back to shore.
因为当他们看到了风暴来的时候呢，他们很快的就回到了岸边。
But if you are in the will of God and seeking to stay in the will of God, God then will direct you and keep you.
所以呢，如果呢你呢，仰望神的旨意，或者停留在神的旨意里面，神会就是保守你，并且指引你的方向。
I still remember my friend Bert Mast, what he said.
我仍然记得我的朋友 Bert Maas 他说的话，
A missionary in Africa.
他去非洲的一个宣教士，
He said, I am immortal
他说呢，我是一个就是必死的，
until God wants to take me home.
直到除非神要把我拿带回家。
There's something truth in that, isn't there? Real truth.
就是有些呢，就是说是真的，是真正的真理，是不是？
David was a courageous man.
所以呢，大卫王呢，他是一个非常勇敢的人。
It wasn't the self-confident courage of Goliath.
但那并不是说是像那个利亚一样，他是自我的那种勇气。
He said, I will fear no evil because you are with me.
他说呢，我不害怕邪恶，是因为呢，值得，除非你和我同在。
Cultivate in your life the practice of being close to the Lord Jesus.
因为就是说是要在你的人生中呢，你要总是跟主耶稣基督靠近，
Stay in fellowship with him.
要与他有亲密的关系。
And the closer you are to him, the less fear of the future or anything will be your portion.
所以呢，这个就是说，是你与他靠得越近，那么说在将来呢，你的那个份儿就越多。
So, when they woke the Lord Jesus, he didn't waste any time.
让他们呢，就说是把主耶稣叫醒以后呢，他并没有浪费时间。
When they finally appealed directly to him, he acted immediately.
因为当最后呢，他们来找他的时候，他立即采取了行动。
It says he arose.
说了他起来了。
Now, I've been in a few small boats in heavy winds, and that's one thing it's hard to do is to stand up in a small boat when in the waves.
因为在有几次呢，我站在一个小船上，在一个风暴里，所以在风暴里那是很难你站立得住的，站得稳，因为那个波浪呢向着摇。
Yeah, the boat's going like this, and you have to hold on to something, but he arose in perfect harmony with those waves.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是在风暴里，除非你呢抓住个一个什么东西，你才能站立。但是呢，主耶稣基督呢，他呢就是非常的平静的在那样风浪里呢，非常稳的站起来了。
You know, our boat might be rocking back and forth, back and forth. Our whole world seems to be unsteady.
因为就是你知道吗？我们的船会是这样来回来回。那么说是在这个世界的那个大波浪里，我们的世界可能变得不稳定。
But God's throne is not affected at all.
但神的宝座永远不会受影响。
He remains the same,
它呢一直是一样的。
unaffected by anything that is happening in our world or could happen in our world.
因为不可能说我们世界发生的任何事情，或者可能发生的任何事情的影响。
So he stands up and he says to the sea, "Peace, be still."
因为他就马上站起来说呢，安静。
Now, apparently, that word in the Greek sort of you'd use that same word to a dog when you want to command a dog.
伊坦在说的，在那个希腊词里呢，就是说是，如果你要向一条狗发指令的话，说的是同样的话。
His word brought the worlds into being, and so he could speak to the very elements of the world that he made.
所以这个他的话呢，就是说让一切事情发生了，那么说呢，他可以对那个因为他说的产生的那样的事情去说话，
But he wasn't just speaking to the waves.
但是他不仅仅只是对那个风浪说话，
It was that force that was behind it that was causing the storm.
因为其实上是在那个力量，是那个力量所他引起的风暴。
The waves didn't come by themselves. The one that behind the storm was the evil one, the very opposition of God himself.
因为那个风浪它不会自己兴起，其实上呢，就是说，那个神的，反对神的那个力量在后面兴起了风浪。
And then it says, the wind ceased.
然后说呢，风就止住，
And then there was a great calm.
然后是大大的平静了。
How long does it take for waves to die down after a storm?
因为在一场风暴以后呢，那么说呢，要花多长时间，那个风浪呢才会完全静止了？
It can be some hours, the effects of a storm.
所以呢，那个风暴的那个影响呢，可能持续几个小时。
But this was fast. Suddenly, there was a calm.
但这个呢，很快，就像在某种方式一下就平静了。
That's something supernatural, isn't it?
这是一些超自然东西，是不是呢？
You know, the answers to our needs, sometimes we need a supernatural answer to our needs.
因为就是说，有时候对我们的这些需要，有时候呢，我们需要一个超自然的回答，关于我们的需要。
Now he gives them a question.
然后呢，他呢问他们一些问题，
Why are you so fearful?
为什么这么胆怯了？
They might answer him, "What, we're going to die, that's why."
他们可能的答案是说，我们都要死了，为什么不胆怯？
We've never seen a storm like this.
我们从来没有见过这样的风暴。
He says then to them, "Why didn't you have faith?"
然后呢，他跟着他们说：“你们怎么没有信心呢？
Why?
为什么
You know, they had been with him now for perhaps a couple of years.
？”你知道吗？他们已经和主耶稣在一起有好几年了，
They had witnessed him heal the sick,
他们见证了他治病，
cure the blind,
所以呢，把那些瞎子治
made
好，
the lame to walk,
让瘸子走路。
cleansed lepers.
对，那就是那些大麻风的治好了，
He had raised the dead.
也让人从死里复活。
Why is it that you are so fearful? Why is it you have no faith?
为什么这样胆怯？你们怎么没有信心呢？
You know, it's easy to lose sight of God when we're distracted by the events around us.
因为你知道吗？就是说是在我们被那个我们周围的那些事情所那个吸引的时候呢，我们很容易看不见神。
But we need to keep our faith in the one who will not fail.
所以我们必须保持我们的信心，我们的信心在那位永远不会失败的里面。
If they had remembered his words before he lay down to sleep.
如果他们记得他呢，就是说是在睡觉之前跟他们说的话，
They might have spared themselves some problems, some trouble.
他们呢有可能就是免去了一些问题
He
和麻
said,
烦。
we're going to go over to the other side.
他说我们要到湖那边去，
And that's exactly true.
这是非常真实的。
God, who has begun a good work in you, is going to accomplish it.
神在你里面开始的这样的善功呢，他会把它完成。
Don't need to fear what the future might bring into our lives. God is going to fulfill his promises in us.
所以呢，我们就不要害怕将来的要我们人生里呢要发生的一些事情，因为神呢，他会实现他对我们的应许。
His promises, by faith, if you take his promises, they are in fact an accomplished fact.
因为就是他对我们的应许，如果你相信这个应许呢，他的是基于那个他要完成的这个事实上。
They were acting illogically because they had witnessed that power so many times and it didn't seem to have any impression at this moment in time.
在这个里面呢，他们的行动呢不符合逻辑，因为他们已经见证了像类似这种情况下他的呢大能的很多次，那么是这一次他们同样应该相信。
Somehow they thought that yes, he'd done all those things, but somehow there was kind of a limit to what he could do.
因为他们有可能想的就是说，是的，他做了那么多奇事，那么说呢，有时候呢，也许呢有些限制。
There's no limit
没有限制，
to what God can do.
神可做的事情没有限制，
With God, all things are possible.
就是神在神，一切都是可能。
Then they ask a question.
然后他们问了一个问题，
It says, they feared exceedingly, though, verse 41.
41节说呢，他们就大大的惧怕。
What kind of fear was that?
他们怕什么了？
That wasn't a fear of another storm coming up.
他并不是说是他们害怕另外一场风暴要来。
That wasn't a fear of perishing in the lake.
现在也不是说是怕啊，害怕他们在那个湖里淹死。
This was a beginning, a dawning in their life of the who they are actually dealing with.
你这个呢，害怕是因为在他们的人生里，他们真正开始意识到他们面前这个人是谁。
They were dealing with the living God.
他们是面前这个人是活的神。
In other words, sometimes we think of God and the Lord Jesus being sort of a far off, a small figure. Far off in the distance, somehow, that someday we're going to go and we're going to see him. But right now, the events of life are so big.
有时候呢，我们就想了神呢，我们的主耶稣基督呢，他们看起来呢，就是说还在很远的地方，看起来很遥远、很小。那么说呢，我们面前现在碰到的问题呢，是如此的巨大。
Our perspectives are long. Are wrong. Our perspective is wrong altogether.
对于我们这样的一些看法呢，在所有的加在一起都是错的。
They're thinking that God was a tiny little God far off in the future. Real, yes, real, but far off in the distant future.
因为这个呢，就是说是一个神呢，神他在那个很远的地方，在将来，那就是说是离我们太远了，看起来不像真实的。
It's like, when you look at a telescope and you turn it around and you look in the big part down to the small part, have you ever done that?
你有没有把一个望远镜呢？就是你倒过来看，把那个大的那一边对着眼睛去这样看，你做
I
过没
know
有？
it's the wrong way to look in a telescope, but what it illustrates is the image now becomes tiny little image, way down the, reduced to nothing practically.
在这里面呢，这是一个错误的方式使用望远镜。但是呢，你这么去看望远镜的话呢，里面的那些影像呢，会看着非常非常的远，非常非常的细，甚至是没了。
When he was asleep in the boat, that was what they thought, that he was far away. They were looking at the wrong end of the telescope. They didn't know that they needed to turn the telescope around.
所以呢，当主耶稣基督在船内睡觉的时候呢，当时他们使用的望远镜的方式呢，就是错误的方式。他们应该呢把望远镜倒过来，用正确的方式去看。
When they had that experience of that storm suddenly quit, the waves with a great calm.
他们有这样的经历的时候呢，这个风暴呢马上的那个静止以后呢，整个湖面呢平静了。
They were brought face to face with the very living God of heaven.
所以呢，他们就是把那个就是他们被带到与那个天上的真神面对面的地方。
What were they afraid of, though?
那么他们怕什么呢？
They were afraid of their own lack of faith, their own sinfulness, their own smallness.
因为他们害怕的是呢，他们的自己的信心，自己缺乏信心，自己的渺小。
That fear made them as though they were nothing.
所以这个惧怕呢，让他们呢，知道他们是什么都不是。
And so we are in the presence of the living God.
所以呢，我们也是在那个就是活的真神面前。
If an angel were to come into this room, who is only a servant of the Most High, we'd all fall to the ground.
所以呢，如果呢，就是说是一个天使走进这个房间，他是那个就是最高神的那个仆人，我们都会俯伏在地。
Isaiah, he was a prophet of God and spoke for God.
所以呢，以赛亚他是神的先知，他为神讲话。
And he pronounced seven woes on the nation of Israel and Judah.
所以呢，他呢就是说是对以色列和那个犹大国呢，就是宣称了七个灾害。
He was a tremendous holy man of God that spoke by the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，他就是说是一个非常的奇特的属神的人呢，通过圣灵对他们说话。
But when he had a vision, he saw the Lord high and lifted up, seated on his throne.
所以他在异象里看到了，就是主呢，最高主呢，坐在他的宝座上。
He said, "Woe is me! Woe is me!"
他说：“我有祸了，我有祸了。”
That's what they were afraid. They were in the very presence of the living God, and so they should have been afraid.
这就是他们惧怕的，他们在那个就是说是活的真神面前，他们应该要害怕。
And then they continued and said to one another, as a result of what of that fear that they had, the fear of God, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the waves obey him?
然后他们就彼此说呢，在这种情况下呢，他们应该呢去敬畏那个应该他们敬畏的神的时候，他们说这是怎样的人呢？连风和海也听从他了。
They didn't quite understand yet the mystery of his person.
所以到目前为止，他们对他的位格的奥秘并没有完全的理解。
Satan and the elements of nature, they understood who he was.
所以呢，就是说是撒旦他们借着他们自然的属性呢，他们理解神。
So he asked him, "Why? How is it that you have not no faith?"
所以呢，就是说呢，为什么呢？你们要惧怕？
You know, today he is not only with us, but he is actually in us.
你知道吗？今天呢，他不仅仅是和我们同在，他实际上就在我们里面。
The indwelling Christ.
所以，基督住在我们里面。
Now that's a truth that should be explored further in your own experience.
也就是一个事情呢，你在你自己的那个就是说是经历里，你应该去发现。
So I'd just like to conclude my talk this evening that it's sometimes it's in the storms of life
因为对我今天的那个谈话呢，我要做一个结论。有时候呢，在我们的人生的风暴里，
That we come to know his power.
我们就知道了他的大能。
A calm lake doesn't reveal the true power of God.
这平静，它并不能就是显示神的真正的大能。
And we're not exempt. None of us are exempt from trials, from troubles, from burdens of life.
因为我们没有任何人都不例外，我们都不会就是说是从我们的人生里面的这些负担，这些就是说是麻烦里面例外。
But he promised, and this is the promise we take away with us tonight. He promised to be with us.
但是就是他允许，那今天晚上呢，我们要把他带着走，他允许要与我们同在。
He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you.
他说我永远不会遗弃你，永远不会抛弃你。
James, in his book, begins his letter.
雅各在他的书信里是这样开始的。
And to us, he has a little word right at the very beginning of his letter.
现在在这里面呢，在他的这封书信的最开始，他是这样说的。
He says, My brethren, chapter 1, verse 2.
现在就是雅各书第1章第2节。
My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials.
他说：“我的弟兄们，你们落在各种试探中，都要以为大喜乐。”
The disciples didn't have much joy in that boat, did they?
那些门徒们在那个船里呢，他们并没有任何的喜乐，是不是？
Nor is that usually our first reaction.
所以这个跟我们的第一反应也是一样的。
But James says, count it joy.
跟雅各说呢，你要把它以为大喜乐。
Because he says, knowing this, that the testing of your faith produces patience.
第3节说，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。
Now those men in that boat, they lacked pay. They didn't have any patience.
因为那些人呢，在船里那些人呢，他们缺乏忍耐，他们并没有任何的忍耐。
Now let's use our imagination for a moment.
因为我们用我们的想象力想一下，
And say that Peter now, we'll use Peter because he always sticks his neck out in all situations.
现在我们用彼得呢做一个例子，因为彼得呢总是呢第一个伸头的。
Peter's being the senior, probably there, he said, Hold it, boys, hold it, hold it, hold it. Just keep rowing.
因为彼得呢，他在里面呢是年纪最长的，他应该
Look.
说呢，你们呢就是就是摇橹就行了，摇橹就行了，安静。
There, Andrew, bring her around a little bit more to the front.
安若，把你那个橹子稍微放低一点，
Just have patience.
就是要有耐心。
He's still sleeping.
他仍然在睡觉。
What can happen to us with him in the boat?
所以呢，如果他在我们船里，有什么事情可能发生呢？
Keep rowing there, John. Keep it going.
你看呢，一直摇橹，摇橹，一直
Oh, I've
摇。
never seen a storm like this.
我从来没看过这样的风
We'll
暴。
get through it because the Lord is with us.
我们会过去的，因为主和我们同在。
So I just took you on a little cruise tonight.
最后呢，有一次坐了一个小的那个游轮。
It's the cruise ship faith.
所以呢，是一个就是说是叫什么信心的游轮。
And let patience, James continues, let patience have its perfect work, that you might be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. God is producing Christ in you.
其实这个里面就是像雅各谈到的这种忍耐，这种完美的忍耐。如果呢，神呢，他在你里面，在你里面呢，你就不会缺乏任何的事情。
So, in the trials of life, God is not only with us, will protect us, but He also is doing some another work. He's perfecting us to be more like His Son, that we can then rest in the storms, in the arms of our Father.
这里面呢，在我们人生的试炼中，那神呢，他不仅仅是说这是要试验我们，要保护我们，他同样呢，就是说是要让我们变得完全。完全呢，是说，如果在任何的风暴里，我们有主耶稣基督在这里，我们躺在神的大臂膀里面，我们应该有安息。
Let's say we're in the good ship faith.
因为我们就是要有一个好的那样的信心，
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, we do thank you again for all your grace to us.
耶父啊，我们感谢您呢，赐给我们所有的恩典。
Lord, help us to learn the lesson on the lake.
也主要帮助我们的学习这个湖上的故事。
You have a purpose. You're going to take us over to the other side.
所以您有您的旨意，您呢会把我们带到那个湖的另一边，
And that's a promise that you will keep.
这就是您会守的应许。
We won't perish in the meantime.
我们现在不会死亡。
Lord, we just would pray for each one here tonight, many carrying heavy burdens on their heart.
最主要，我们为今天来的每一个人祷告，他们很多人呢在内心有沉重的负担。
All of us, Lord, have burdens,
也主啊，我们所有人都有负担，
loved ones.
对我们爱的人，
Maybe it's health.
或者是我们的健康，
Maybe it's other circumstances, whatever they might be.
所以或者是其他一些情况，不管是什么情况，
Pray, Lord, to give us that faith
也主啊，我们祷告，求您赐给我们那样的信
that
心，
will hold on to that truth that He is with us.
所以呢，我们要坚守这样的真理，就是他与我们同在。
So help us, Lord, we pray. We each need you very much.
也主啊，求您帮助我们祷告，每个人的都非常非常需要你。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们
Amen.
祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名，Amen。
Amen.
My.